Meddlesome Russians. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. Those indictments, revealed last week, listing all those Russian names, have finally made it clear that the Russian meddling in the 2016 election was real. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer even managed to find the former headquarters of the operation in St. Petersburg.
This building, says the U.S. indictment, was a busy troll factory set up to influence U.S. voters.
But to be fair to the Russians, and I hope I'm not offending anyone here, since World War II, the United States has also meddled in foreign elections at least 80 times, according to one study. Italy in 1948, Iran 1953. Nicaragua, 1990, and in 1996, American money and a couple of political consultants from California helped elect Boris Yeltsin president of Russia. So I asked Molly McHugh, an expert on Russian information warfare, why what Russia did to us is worse than what we did to them.
The United States of America has been supporting more open, more free, more democratic systems through a variety of means that you could debate the ways in which that was done. But the goals were very clear that it was toward moving toward better societies.
Whereas the Russian troll factory was just out to create chaos.
This was not about just putting an ally of someone in some office somewhere. This was a deep societal targeting meant to create division.
So you can rest easy. We're still the good guys. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.